Hey guys, welcome to the first episode of our brand new podcast. Oh yeah, I saw a TikTok about that. My name is Noah.
And my name is Gabby.
And we're going to talk about pop culture news and play some fun games. Could be really fun. Are you ready?
I'm ready for this.
Alright, so we're going to start off by just like breaking down some of the recent news that happened this week. Gabby, do you know about Cakesgate? Do you know what that is?
No.
Okay, so I'm just going to explain real quick. Someone on TikTok ordered a cake from a bakery, cost like $80, and it was like a box cake with like disgusting like handwriting and sprinkles. It was super tiny. Definitely was not worth $80. The internet's going crazy about it. I want to know, would you be mad if that happened to you? Because I would be crazy mad if that happened to me.
Yeah, at that point, I would just go buy a $30 like larger cake at Stop and Shop.
Literally. I'll send you a picture after, and I'm going to, for anyone watching on YouTube or anything, I'm going to put a picture up right over here. Do you know the movie Oppenheimer, Gabby?
No.
So it's about, like, the guy building this, like, atomic bomb. And for promotion of it, they made a billboard with a countdown on it, right? And people went up to, like, 5 in the morning to see it. Do you want to guess, like, what happened when it went off?
There was an actual bomb.
Nothing happened. I guess people were so mad because they got up at like 5 in the morning for nothing.
Wow.
I would be so mad if that happened to me.
Okay, but like, who puts a countdown on a billboard?
The theory is that like it's counting down to like the day of the movie as like a promotion material. That's the theory going on around.
That's weird.
That's on the same day as Barbie, which is like crazy.
Tomorrow? Or no, that's today.
Yesterday, yeah. And do you know about the writer's strike?
I've heard about it, but I don't know a lot about it.
So, like, the actors and the writers are going on strike for the first time in decades, and Hollywood is, like, basically shutting down for 2 months.
That's crazy.
I know.
But I mean, like, thank God, because Hollywood needs a break. Like, rewind.
That's true, but imagine a whole fall of just reality shows.
So, Kim K, about to be getting paid.
I know. I mean, obviously, I support the writer's strike.
But honestly,
it's going to be a little sad without just only reality TV for a while. Speaking of, like, reality TV and stuff, this is, like, a good segment into our next topic. Gabby, do you know who Colleen Ballinger is, or Miranda Sings, as her alter ego?
Yeah.
So, do you know about her, like, ukulele apology stuff?
Yeah.
All right, do you want to talk about that a little bit?
Sure. Oh, wait, you want me to talk about it?
Yeah.
So Miranda Sings, or the girl who played Miranda Sings, was being, like, accused of being, like, a groomer, right? She was being accused of being a groomer.
Mm-hmm.
She was being accused of being a groomer.
A groomer. God, be not a rumor.
Yeah. That's what I said. A groomer.
Does it sound like I said a rumor?
Rumor? How's it? Anyways.
We're not trying to get copyright strike, Gabby.
I'm sorry. Forget me, Adele. But anyways, so she was being accused of being a groomer, and she, like, made, like, this song on her ukulele, and she was like, I'm not a groomer.
Do you actually want to pull up the lyrics and, like, read some of them for the audience?
Oh, sure.
All right, I'm going to get them up. Because some of these are crazy. She's just gaslighting us about this whole thing. Did you notice she put it on iTunes for $10?
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, but who have that in their, like, songs playlist? Like,
I know. It's like, I get it for the memes, but, so she's referring to the allegations. It's not allegations. She did this. As the toxic gossip train chug it down the tracks of misinformation. That's crazy. It gets worse when she say, She's talking about how she was like the creepy aunt of like a family gathering, right?
What?
Like she's like, was here many years ago, I used to message my fans, but not in a creepy way, like we're trying to suggest. It was more of like we're trying to be besties for everybody. Like when you go to a family gathering, there's a weird aunt who keeps coming up to you, going like, "Hey girl, it's the tea." That was me, but in group chats with my fans. That's an actual line from her song.
Wow.
And then what did she say? I the There were times in the DMs when I would overshare. If you can call that oversharing, I think that's a whole other different story. Details of my life, which is really weird. I haven't done that for years, you see, so that changed my behavior and took accountability. But that's not very interesting. First off, Miss Ma'am, where did you take accountability in this whole song or anything in your lifetime for this? And secondly, this is not like gossip or rumors. You are actually harassing and assaulting children.
Oh, for real? Like, how are you gonna have a whole song when, like, actual people have proof of this?
What did she say? This is something I've always tried to do when I make mistakes, and it's something I'll continue to try and do. Oh, what? You don't
Noah,
care.
Noah.
Oh, okay.
Noah.
What?
This is like breaking. This is like making an apology song. So, like, for like kidnapping your child, being all like, I've had.
No, literally.
Did he mean to hurt
The best line in this whole song, what is it? The only things I groom are my two Persian cats. I'm not a groomer, just a loser.
Like, I've only seen that apology video once, and I thought it was so stupid.
But yeah, do you want like a sort of like more detailed like list of like what she did, or do you think it's just fine to say that like she was grooming children?
I mean, like, if we're gonna have kids watching this, probably not.
I guess that's true. Well, as you say, she did like some really bad things, both in like group chats and then also live on stage.
Yeah.
And like people called her out for it. So instead, she was like, actually, I'm right, while singing on a ukulele. Yeah, no. She was also, did you hear? So now there's videos resurfacing of her performing Beyonce in blackface on her tour.
Really?
I know.
Honestly, I would copyright her.
She's been copywriting people's videos of them reacting to the song. Like, you
Wow.
know what fair use is, calling Ballinger? Their commentary, that's literally what it is.
That's crazy.
Talking about music, I want to know your opinion. What do you think are some of the best albums of this year so far?
Oh, wait, I have to think about this one. Give me a hot second. I mean, like, not a lot of artists that I like have posted like albums this year.
I have like three in mind. You want me to go first?
Yeah.
Okay. So the first one that comes to mind is Quarrels by Melanie Martinez. Did I take that from you? Because you can still use it if you want, but just saying that was probably one of the best albums this year. Did I take that from you?
Wait, what did you say?
I said, well, I thought that one of the best albums this year was the new Melanie album, Portals.
Oh, I mean, like, I still really haven't listened to that one.
I mean, I
I
guess
know.
sounds fair, but were you gonna say that though, to be honest?
Honestly, I only like one or two of the songs. Like, I love Melanie. She's my queen. I love her.
Slay. I had to, I'm sorry.
But I don't
That's the one I had in my list. This is like a musical masterpiece. You probably don't know what this is. I know a lot of people will, but I don't think I've ever heard you like talk about it, Gabby. I think a lot of our audience is gonna totally agree with this. By Lana Del Rey, did you know there's a tunnel under Ocean Boulevard? It's a masterpiece.
know.
Do you know what that is, or are you like drawing blanks?
My mind is going blank, okay?
Okay, so not everything seems that you listen to it, Gabby, but obviously you don't have to. But what are you thinking now? What do you think is one of the best albums this year?
You know the Dove Cameron Celestial Body?
Wait, she released an album?
Yes.
He did. How did I miss that?
I don't know.
Wait, I gotta. Okay, that is amazing. I gotta check that out later. I can't do that right now because we're recording, but I gotta check that out later.
Yeah.
I really love her song "Breakfast" and "Bad Idea." Those are my favorites. Obviously, "Boyfriend's" also really good, but that's like the famous
Yep.
TikTok one, and I like to look at the deep cuts a little more personally. Because, like, I just don't want to seem like a fake fan. Although I do love "Boyfriend," that one's really good.
I love Boyfriend. It's so good.
Do you want to guess what my third album is?
Oh, speak now, Taylor Swift, or did you already say that?
I didn't say that one. That was on my list. It's really, really good. I mean, I don't know if I can count it as an album because technically it came out in 2010 already. But I mean,
Yeah.
considering the vault tracks, I'm gonna consider
And
those
then
like the
it
album, and those were really good.
is not an album like Speak Now Taylor's version.
Yeah, that was the one that came out this year. I
Yeah.
don't know if it could technically be counted as an album because like the Grammys isn't considering it an album for consideration since it's a re-recording. But I mean, if I think about like the vault tracks, I thought it was a great album. And Speak Now is one of my favorites. I really love like Long Live and stuff. But I wanna you're still gonna come up with two more albums, Gabby.
I
I know what you
know.
have in mind. Or yeah, I'm gonna come up with an artist. That would be sufficient.
An artist?
Yeah.
Like just one artist that like I like.
Yeah, who's maybe like released some sort of music this year?
Cave Town.
I actually don't know who that is.
They released When We Were Younger.
Oh, I know that one. I know that one.
But like that was recently.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, I have another one.
What is it?
I don't know if she's like done something this year, but like Beach Bunny.
I also don't know who that is. I feel like I'm uncultured.
Oh.
I thought for real you were gonna say Ice Spice, because that would have probably been my top five. I just had to pick three though. Or
I
Nicki
mean,
Minaj should have been on it too.
she hasn't really like posted like or she hasn't made any albums recently.
Well, I guess, oh, you're right. Nicki didn't make an album this year, but she did do a lot of songs this year.
True.
So technically, she wouldn't count for an album, anyways.
No. But I love Beach Bunny in Cape Town.
I will give them a listen. And speaking of Nicki Minaj and Ice Spice, she's a great segue into the Barbie movie.
Oh my God.
Because they did do a song for Barbie movie. It's amazing. I haven't seen it yet. Have you seen it yet?
No, I'm probably gonna go see it tomorrow.
Yeah, all the tickets were sold out though for this week.
Really?
Yeah, I know.
I cease to believe that.
I agree too, but we're gonna see it next week then. But I want to know what are your like expectations for the Barbie movie? At the time of this recording, and by the way, it is July 21st, so the opening day of the
Well, yeah, I heard that they made like a worldwide shortage of paint.
No, just like the.
Like,
Do you ever watch Barbie Life in the Dream House when you were a kid?
I watched it when I was younger.
So, do you know that one episode where there's like a shortage of pink glitter and Barbie's the only
Oh
one with a cute left?
my God, yes! No, it's Chelsea that has the pink glitter.
Oh, it's Chelsea? You're right, it was
Yeah.
Chelsea. And there was a like Raquel like climbs up on the rope on top of the like roof. And then what did she say? She said Ryan has to do it because she can't mess up her manicure or something. They literally recreated that but with pink paint for the Barbie movie.
It's for real. Like, how are you gonna make a worldwide shortage of pink paint all because one actor wanted like I get it, Barbie's color is like pink, but how are you gonna make a whole dream house?
I know, and then they made like a dream house for Airbnb and they gave like a couple lucky people to go. I wanted to go to that so bad, but I obviously didn't win. Because there was like a lot
No,
of
I really wanted to
Chrissy
have.
Teigen won, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I always wanted to have a Barbie dream house.
My sister had one, and I would play with it a lot when I was a kid.
That's crazy.
I was a weird kid. I loved Barbie Life in the Dream House. That's my childhood show. So I was really disappointed when I found out Raquel wasn't in the movie.
Real. Like how Raquel
Well,
is the icon.
Raquel is such an icon, and then Tika and Allison won't be in the movie either.
No.
Or the turtle either. You know what turtle I'm talking about, right?
No.
Oh, I'll send you a picture. I'm gonna put it up on the screen again. And you know those dogs dancing, like that meme of the Barbie dogs dancing?
Yeah.
That's not in the movie either.
No.
No. Yeah, I was reading an article about the movie and I heard the craziest sentence to ever be written. Do you want me to tell you what it was?
Yeah.
It said, "When Ken goes to the real world, he learns about the patriarchy and uses it to his advantage so he does no longer just Ken."
Wow.
That's one of the actual B plots of the movie, Ken abusing the patriarchy.
That's crazy.
I know. How do you, also, did you listen to any of the songs from the movie?
No, not yet.
The Billie Eilish song was probably my favorite. It was really sad and like really good. Trust me, Leo, that's
Billie
really
Eilish
good.
made a song for the movie?
You didn't know that? It
No.
was called What Was I Made For? And she did like a video of it where she's like playing with Barbie dolls with her past personas, like, you know, the green hair, the blonde hair, all that stuff.
That's crazy. I'm
And
gonna have
with
to look
blue
that way.
hair and stuff, all that stuff. It was such a good song.
That's crazy.
I also really like the Nicki Minaj and Ice Spice collaboration. I know that's like the most popular one, but it was really good.
I haven't heard that one.
But you know, it's my favorite one. And this one, I don't think a lot of people know this one. It's not as popular. It's called Butterflies by Gail. It was made for the movie. It was really good.
Love Gail.
Me too. I know, like, the ABC song that went viral on TikTok, that's not her best work. And people just, like, judge her for that. But her other music is so good.
I know,
I Knew
right?
You Loved Snow Angels. That was one of my favorites.
I haven't heard that one. I need to listen to it.
Or, you know, Alex.
Yeah, you can't just spit out like song names.
Okay, I would sing it, but I don't want to get like copyright striked.
Copyright.
I will bozo copyright. And so one thing I really want to see in the movie is I know that like Will Ferrell is like the Mattel board guy, and he like is like the president of Mattel. I just really hope there's some really great scenes with that. What do you think?
Yeah, I'm really excited for that.
I remember first watching the trailer, like, I can't wait to see, like, just, like, a sweet, fun kids movie, like, and then when it's like, Barbie at a brawl dance party, and she just literally goes, "Do you guys
No, I
ever
heard
think
the
about
movie gonna be
dying?"
kind of inappropriate.
What?
I heard the movie's gonna be like kind of inappropriate for kids.
Yeah, it's definitely not, like, a kid's, it's not inappropriate, but it's also not, like, a kid's movie. Like, I
Yeah.
mean, just, like, imagine, like, oh, what a cute dance party scene, all of a sudden, the main character, "Do you guys ever think about dying?"
I'm gonna be questioning their life after they see the movie.
I guess the plot of the movie is Barbie has an existential crisis because she realizes she's a toy and not like a person.
For real.
That sounds like an incredible movie.
Exactly.
I mean, it's no Barbie and the Princess and the Pop Star, but.
This ain't no Barbie Rapunzel.
No, the Princess and the Pop Star was probably my childhood Barbie movie.
Oh, wait, I forgot what it was called.
What was that one
Oh.
where they're like mermaids? No, the one where Barbie becomes a video game character and she's like roller skating and stuff.
I remember that one, but the one that I like always liked, it was like one of the girls was like a baker, like an orphan baker.
No. What? In a Barbie movie.
Wait, let me look it up and see what Barbie movies.
What was the one? Barbie and the Christmas Carol was what I watched.
See, I don't really care about this. Oh, wait.
Obviously, you don't want to watch the most.
No,
Bobby Wright in the Dream House.
I found it. Oh my god. Prince, what's it called? Bee of the Swan Lake.
Not the Swan Lake one. No, I remember that one.
Barbie and the 12 Dancing Princesses. I remember that one.
Stop. Wait, now I gotta find a list of all the Barbie movies because there's like 17 million Barbie movies.
Barbie and the Three Musketeers?
No, I remember that one.
Barbie and the Nutcracker.
Do you remember the Nutcracker one?
Yeah. Barbie and the Pink Shoes.
Barbie Fairytopia Mermaidia.
It's crazy. Barbie and Princess Power. I remember that one. I know the book.
Do you remember Barbie Presents Thumbelina?
Yeah.
Wait, I want to try if I can find the craziest one. The Princess and the Pop Star. That one is probably the one I watched the most.
Barbie Rock and Royals.
No, no, wait. I just thought with Barbie Rock and Royals. Barbie Rock and Royals was the one I watched the most.
Barbie Video Game Hero.
That one was also the one I watched a lot. Barbie Universe. Wait, y'all, come over here. So this is Mila. She's going to be joining us later to play a game, right? Do you just want her opinion?
Oh my god, Mila!
Do you remember Barbie Video Game Hero?
Not really, no.
Oh.
Barbie as the princess in the
boy camp. Or do you remember? Do you remember they're like roller skating?
There's a toy they made of that that's actually like really bad. And it can like catch on fire, but we're not talking about that right now. So
wait, oh my god, Mila, do you remember Barbie and Rock and Royals?
Mm-hmm.
That one, remember we watched that one a lot, right?
And free shit, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, now what was that song? She's playing with Clay right now as she's waiting to do her segment. But yeah. I think that's not coming for like another 10 minutes, so you can go back over there.
Barbie. Door.
Excuse me. I'm kidding. You're not annoying. We should probably move on. We're talking about Barbie movies. Bob, yeah, I need to know your final thoughts. What are you most excited about for the live action Barbie movie?
Are you asking me?
Yes, I'm asking you, Gabby.
Oh, right. I'm the only one in this room other than you. Probably Ken, like, getting dissed by that guy. He's like, Ken isn't part of this equation.
She's everything. He's just Ken.
He's just Ken. Ken?
Wait,
a wee bit dumb.
Wait, I have one more question, by the way. Did you order any of the Barbie merch?
No.
Because I'm teaming up to get a Barbie vinyl, because for anyone who doesn't know, I collect vinyl records. And I really want specifically the Candy Floss Target exclusive Barbie vinyl record.
But no, I keep seeing it all over, like, YouTube and stuff.
Yeah. I also, for the context, we do, like, a Christmas in July thing for, like, a Secret Santa. Just, like, a little fun thing in my family, not anything too big. And I got my aunt, and she was really excited about the Barbie movie. So I got her one of those Barbie movie dolls.
Uh-huh.
Do you think she'll like it?
I mean, like, yeah.
Yeah, it's like a collector thing, but yeah, I think it'll be like a good gift, but also a funny gift. I think it'll be good. But yeah, let's move on. Mila, I need you back over here now.
Hello.
Introduce yourself to the guests and the audience.
Hi, I'm Mila.
That's Mila.
Yeah.
We're going to play a game. Gabby, do you have your questions ready?
Yeah, I have my questions.
Okay, so we're going to tell you descriptions about a business, right? You have to tell us if it's a scam or a legit business. And for every question you get right, you win a dollar.
So, like, if one's scamming you and if one's not?
Yeah. I know it's just $5 total. We don't have a big budget for prizes yet. What? Yeah. Well, the audience, what are you saving up for with your money?
I'm trying to get a hamster.
Our parents are not going to let that happen, but she can try out some
girl. And you guys already got, like, fond dogs.
Quite literally. So our first question, this business is called Established Titles, where you buy a plot of land in Scotland, like 1 foot by 1 foot, to officially become a lord or a lady. Do you think that's a scam or a legit business?
I've seen something like that before. I don't know if the one I saw was real. I think that's a scam.
You got that correct. Woo! No, okay, so you're a $1 total. Okay, Gabby.
Okay. Edible bubbles that taste like candy, scam or legit?
What'd you say? It's
edible bubbles that taste like candy.
I've heard of those before. They're, I think it's a scam too.
You're wrong. I'm sorry, Mila. It was legit.
Really?
Yeah.
I saw that before. I remember there was a different version that, like, got canceled because kids got sick or something.
No, but they actually were able to make it work.
Really?
Yeah. So you're still on $1. You didn't lose any money. You were not that cruel. Your final question is not final question. Your third question, we have five. This is called Rent the Runway. You can rent red carpet quality clothing for up to a week and then return.
Do you know how much it would be to get it?
It would be like, instead of like $100, $20, that kind of.
I know it sounds like I'm saying that for all of them, which I am so far, but I think that's a scam too.
That one's legit.
Really?
I know.
That's cool.
I don't know. I want to do that sometime if I ever have to go to like a fancy event.
For real.
But like, okay. People like destroy the clothes and they're like, here you go, 1,000 pieces of fabric that I'm not.
Have to pay for the full thing.
Like, here's 1,000 pieces of fabric.
But then you have to pay for the full thing. Okay, Gabby, you ready for the next question?
Yup, Mila. Timu, buying high-quality clothes for less than 50 cents.
You go for, like, headphones and stuff.
I know exactly what that is, but I don't know if it's scam or not.
Scam or legit?
I've tried their sales before. I never bought anything because I was a little too nervous. But from what I've heard, half of it is, like, actually works and half of it is not. So it's really a 50-50, but I do have the answer after a lot of research, so.
I think I'm going to have to say scam again.
It is a scam, you're right. That's
$1. You can go to one thing. So this final question, you might have heard of it. It's for a business called Cameo. You pay celebrities to send you personal voice messages or videos as a gift.
That. Does it have to promise it's the actual celebrity?
Yes, like it's the actual celebrity.
I'm gonna say legit.
That is legit.
Really? I've heard of that before.
I actually almost never heard
of that. That's so cool.
Wait, was it a prank to me that Mr. Beast was calling?
Yeah, because it's actually Mr. Beast.
Oh, I thought you just pranked.
No, it wasn't.
No, well, like when you were narrowing.
No, I was pranking, but if it was a cameo, it would actually be Mr. Beast. Ouch. All right, thank you for playing. You won $3. You can go to Dollar Tree and buy two things. Isn't that exciting?
Oh my gosh.
I know.
Wonderful.
All right.
Did you forget I'm getting a hamster?
You can go like buy food for it.
I already.
All right. See, well, thank you for joining us. I'm sure we'll see you again soon. No, if you're free after this. Thank you so much for coming. Gabby, what do you have to say to Mila? Anything?
Mila, please join us next time. You're such a fun contestant.
I know. She's probably going to join us again because no one else
wants to. I can get one.
Yeah, we're going to challenge you a different prize because we don't have any more cash. We'll have something
to work
it out. Yeah. Again, $5 is our budget.
Yeah.
All right. Bye. That was fun, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was fun.
Have you heard of, Gabby, have you heard of the Grimace Shake at McDonald's?
Happy birthday, Grimace.
Happy birthday, Mr. Grimace.
Happy birthday, Grimace.
Happy birthday. Yeah. Happy birthday, Grimace, baby.
Ba 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 ba.
All right. Have you actually tried the shake?
No, I heard it tastes like blueberry and strawberry.
I tried it, and I'm going to tell you officially, it tastes like a blueberry muffin.
If so, you're infected.
Believe it or not, I actually did get infected, but there's a vaccine now.
Really?
Yeah, it's called the Grimace vaccine. I know, they're really not
good. Oh my god, that's so original. But
and I didn't get any Grimace infection.
Did you hear about the Barbie shake?
There's a Barbie shake? No, you mean the Barbie ice cream at Cold Stone, right?
No, they had a Barbie shake.
There is? I need to Google this because I have not heard about this.
Yeah, it like just came out or something.
Oh no, wait, there actually is.
Yeah.
Where is it? It's like Krispy Kreme, right?
No, it's at Cold Stone.
That's the ice cream, Gabby.
No, they made a shake, Noah.
Now.
Yeah, they made
the ice cream into a shake now.
Yeah.
I wanted to try the ice cream, but now I want to try the shake.
Try not to get infected.
Oh my god, so this is like the trend for this shake. Instead of becoming violently ill, you bit up the milkshake and it turns you fabulous.
It turns you into a Barbie.
It makes you like fabulous, it says.
You look like one of Barbie's like friends.
I want to be fabulous.
I'm already fabulous.
Okay, but we're not.
And so are you, Noah.
We're talking a lot about Barbie. We're talking about the Grimace shake. The end is wild. I don't like it.
Yo, I saw some video this morning where it was like this guy tried a Grimace shake, and like the next thing you know, he's tied to a tree in the forest.
I know. Or what was that one that was like, hey guys, I'm gonna try to Grimace shake. Literally starts having a seizure. And
it was real.
And then Grimace drives him into a McDonald's and dies like purple.
Like, come on, Grimace.
And I remember reading about how like one of the like marketing teams at McDonald's was like talking about it like on like their LinkedIn or whatever. And they were like, guys, we didn't plan this, but it's actually making us a lot of money, so we actually started to speak out about it. Because they were really going to speak out about it, but then they realized like they were making like a ton of money from this trend. So they decided not to speak out about it and let people think that they invented it. Exactly. But then they did speak out and be like, yeah, we didn't invent it. Shout out to insert name here. I don't remember who.
But like, who even started this trend? Because like,
I know who did, but I forgot. Let me Google it. Who started the Grimace trend? The credit by McDonald's credited Austin Fraser, TikTok username the Frazmaz, for starting the Grimace trend.
That's crazy.
I know. But yeah, the Grimace trick is actually genuinely delicious and I didn't die, so.
Wow, it's because you had that Grimace vaccine.
I know. It was
me personally, I love blueberry muffins. But I don't like blueberries.
The Grimace shake is gone now, though. But I did see the recipe. So maybe next time I see you, I can make it for you.
We need to hang out.
We really do need to soon. For then real. I can make for you. It's like vanilla ice cream, blueberries, raspberries, and then like milk, and then we blend it.
Nice.
I haven't tried the recipe, but I have tried the shake. And from what I heard, the recipe is real good. So what's her name? Cookie the Linja made a video. It's hysterical. She makes the recipe and then she gets murdered by Grimace after drinking.
That's crazy.
You know who Cookie the Linja is?
What?
You don't know who Cookie the Linja is?
No, I do.
Okay, you do. Okay, good. So, you know what else that I thought was like really weird and creepy that's been happening in the news?
What?
They're building like a stadium in Las Vegas that's a sphere, and the outside is just a TV and it plays like stuff. It's like one of them was like an eyeball, then a basketball and stuff. Have you heard that?
No, I haven't.
I'm gonna send you a picture later. It can't be described with words. But basically, the whole outside of the stadium, which is a sphere, is a screen, and it plays like video and stuff.
That's weird.
And also, like, the inside has, like, 4D technology and stuff. All I can think about is imagine how lit the Aeris 4 would be in there.
Okay, but where does LA get this type of money?
Las Vegas. And but what concerned me is people are saying that they've already found, like, thousands of dead pixels.
That's crazy.
A dead pixel is, like when the pixel is just black and not the color it's supposed to be.
Yeah.
How did they not realize that this is a terrible idea?
Exactly.
Like, I would do it, but also, like, this is, it's giving disaster.
For real.
It sounds like a super cool experience, but also terrifying because it just looks like it could break at any moment.
Exactly, like, who has the idea to put a giant, like, television sphere as, like, a building? Like, what if one day it just collapsed with all the people inside?
Oh my god. It sounds like such a cool experience, but also, like, I don't want to die.
And, like, dying is fun. Dying is not fun. Come on, guys.
Guys, don't die.
Like, don't die. Live your life. Don't do drugs. Also, don't vape.
This podcast is a member of the DARE program. No, I'm kidding. I actually don't. You don't have any affiliation with the DARE program, but also don't be.
We don't.
Don't do drugs.
Just don't do drugs. How did we go talking about the television? Don't do drugs.
Because we were talking about not dying because of the sphere. And then you were like, don't die, don't do that.
Oh, also, don't vape.
Don't vape, guys. Imagine if someone was like, starts vaping inside the sphere, and then just like, it collapses.
That's crazy.
Well, most of the guys like, smoke machines and stuff, and I'm like, there's no windows in there. Where is that smoke gonna go?
Exactly. Like, who's even operating the outside?
I know. It's
the government.
The government. Oh my god, this is all a government plan. No, because people are saying that it's distracting drivers and causing car accidents.
That's actually like, what if this is like a population control sort of thing?
No, stop. It's population control. Guys, don't go to Las Vegas.
Watch, the FBI is going to come for us.
They're doing population control in Las Vegas by pretending it's a concert stadium.
Like, don't look at it. Don't even pay attention to it. Ignore it.
Don't drive in Las Vegas. Don't gamble. Don't drink. Whatever goes in Vegas stays in Vegas. Just don't go there. So those links
in your parts
to Vegas. That half month residency of U2 for the Sphere as the first concert. That's not supposedly that's actually what's happening. And like, U2 has a reputation of ruining devices, like actual, like making devices unusable, going all the way back to iTunes.
Wow.
Back when they killed Apple to like make their album free and then accidentally installed it on every single iPod and iPhone, and no one could remove it. And whenever they played a playlist, it would have those songs on it, literally making iTunes unusable for anyone who had downloaded it in that time.
That's crazy.
That's why they made Apple Music, but, like, can we really trust U2 with electronic devices? Why would we put them inside a giant electronic device suggesting it can break it again and kill thousands of people?
Exactly.
That's enough talking about death. Let's talk about something a lot better. Actually, let's talk about something a lot worse. Twitter.
Oh.
Ever since Elon Musk joined Twitter, it's all gone downhill. I could tell you a list of all the bad things that happened. But there's one thing in specific that we're going to talk about. And that's actually not about Twitter at all. It's Threads.
Threads?
You know what Threads is, Gabby?
Threads?
Yeah, Instagram made a copy of Twitter. And it got like 100 million downloads. And now Elon Musk is all mad.
No, I haven't heard about that.
So, we used to say, like, Elon Musk and Mark Zuckerberg are, like, fighting. Like, and the Coliseum's offering to host their boxing match or whatever. Ew.
Yeah.
But then Mark Zuckerberg comes out with a new app under the Meta like umbrella called Threads, and it's essentially the same thing as Twitter. And now Elon Musk is all mad. So he's like, I'm going to sue you guys. But now people are leaving Twitter and going to Threads, which, honestly, why even join Twitter?
Yo.
Like, I feel like, ever since they started putting limits on how people could view tweets, people should know that Twitter was dead, deceased, gone at that point.
Exactly.
Honestly, if once I got old enough to, like, me, like, use social media, like, safely, I'm just gonna download Threads and not Twitter.
Exactly.
Like, there's no character limits, there's no limit to the amount of views you get on Threads. Actually, there's a character limit, but, like, you know, none of that crazy Elon Musk rules.
Yeah. Like, at this point, we need a new Twitter.
I think Threads might be it, because the concept of Twitter is incredible. But the execution makes me want to jump into a pit and never come out.
Mm.
Especially since Elon Musk.
Oh my god, I have to sneeze.
Yeah. You heard it first, guys. Gabby had to sneeze. She just sneezed.
Oh my god. I'm sorry, guys.
All of our 7.5 listeners just heard you sneeze.
That's right. 7.5.
That was such a dad sneeze.
Huh?
That was such a dad sneeze.
I know. I'm gonna bully you for that sneeze.
How dare you?
How dare you sneeze like that?
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to sneeze like that.
Gabby, you're fugly.
That's me, Noah.
I'm sorry, I have to do a bingo reference. I'm sorry. Are you good?
You know what? That is not fetch.
Stop trying to make fetch happen. It's not gonna happen.
Do you know what everybody says about you? Gets hit by a bus.
And that's how Gabby died. Just kidding. She just severely broke her back.
Yeah. Guys, I'm crippled.
Gabby, do you remember Mean Queens? Remember when I showed you that?
No.
You don't remember?
Remember? Yeah.
It's Taylor Swift and Katy Perry and Nicki Minaj.
Yeah.
You remember that, right?
That was mean. Should we move on to The Little Mermaid?
Yes. So, do you want to talk about that? Because I know you originally brought that up. And he said,
yeah, I'll
talk about that. So the stage is yours. The floor is yours. I don't know what to say.
So the stage, what stage?
Gabby,
the microphone is yours.
7.5 listeners are listening to you right now. You got to be professional.
Yeah. The Little Mermaid, which came out in like what, June?
May, I think.
May? Yeah, it came out in May. Has been attracting so much like hate from like a whole lot of white people. Like,
I hate white people. I'm white.
For real. But like, let's be real, like, oh my god, what's her name?
Haley Bailey
made such a good Ariel. Like, I don't know why they need me on help.
Singing voice. It's incredible.
Exactly. She fit the role so perfectly. Like, I don't care if this ruined your childhood. It's officially the biggest movie of the year.
It's making other people's childhoods amazing. Like, people who grew up not being represented now can watch their children feel represented in their favorite movie. How's that a bad thing?
I don't know. But, like, how are you gonna, like, apparently, it's, like, attracting a lot of hate in Japan. With people claiming Japan, saying that it has, like, that it's trampled on my cherished childhood memories and the image of Ariel.
Why Japan of all countries?
And a lot of people in a lot of people in China are also giving a lot of hate.
It's... So it's not just the white people. Everyone doesn't like this.
Exactly.
What's up with that?
Exactly. And a lot of people in China are saying, like, it caused a debate about representation.
You can't spell.
I know. Wow, I can't spell.
You can't speak.
Caused a debate about representation in entertainment and highlighted the challenges of adapting beloved traditional tales.
I mean, when I didn't believe that most of the live-action remakes have been terrible. Besides Aladdin, Little Mermaid remake was amazing.
It was. Like, Aladdin and The Little Mermaid were so good. I mean, like, the Mulan was kind of okay.
Hold on, but Princess Jasmine slayed in the Aladdin remake.
Exactly. And I mean, like, the Beauty and the Beast one was okay, too.
Right? Well, the song that she sang, she was like, I'll be signed against. It was such a bop.
You can't keep me quiet.
But tremble when you try it.
No, I won't, because I won't stay secret.
Speechless. I don't know the lyrics.
Neither do I.
But yeah, I thought the Little Mermaid remake was amazing. And it was all the names. I think Haley, is it Haley or Haley?
Haley.
Haley Bailey. Haley Bailey, thank you. I'm sorry. I don't know your name. I'm really sorry. You have an amazing singing voice. You are an incredible actor. You are the best Ariel I've ever seen.
Exactly. Like, and what are they, and what were they going to do if, like, Lizzo got the role of Ursula?
Stop.
Because she was trying to get it. Like, come on, what were you going to do? Hate on Ursula?
So when I say Lizzo would be a great Ursula, it's for the singing voice. Not for anyone trying to cancel us. I don't think it's because of how Ursula looks. I think it's because Lizzo has a great singing voice for Ursula.
Exactly, but I do like the actor that played Ursula.
I don't actually know who played Ursula.
I can look it up.
Alright, pity for that, please.
Let's see here. We're playing
Ursula. What was that voice? You sounded like Chelsea from Barbie.
Well, I don't want the 1989. 2023.
If you can Google, I will.
Melissa McCarthy.
No, she played Ursula?
Yeah. Nope.
That's crazy.
Shut up. That is so fetch.
Stop trying to make crush Hada. I guess I can't say that more than once in a podcast and gonna get canceled.
I'm sorry.
I haven't even seen Mean Girls. I want to so bad, but my parents won't let me.
That sucks.
Yeah, is there anything else you want to talk about today before we sign off? What do you have some overrated?
I mean, like, was there anything else on, like, our topics list?
Nope, that was it. I asked some other stuff for another episode, but do we really want to put everything in one episode?
No, I mean, like, it's already almost been 15 minutes.
Yeah, and the AI I used to make the audio clean only does it an hour at a time, so...
Yeah.
By the way, podcast.adobe.com/enhanced is what I used for anyone who's
don't do drugs. Don't vape.
Don't drink. Don't smoke.
Don't drunk drive. Don't text while driving.
Don't be homophobic.
Don't drop out of school. Go to school. Get a nice job.
Don't be homophobic.
Don't be transphobic. Don't be fatphobic. Don't be sexist.
Be a good person.
Be a good person and accept all people.
And subscribe to our podcast.
I mean, like, that would work too.
Yeah. No, seriously, though, if you want to catch up on future episodes, that would be great. If you don't want to, that's fine. You know, we're not trying to pressure you. Peer pressure is bad, but we'd really appreciate it if you'd give us whatever you do on your app, subscribe, follow, I don't know. I think it's, like, different on every app, and also to like our download or whatever. And like, if you want for me to share if you want, but again, no peer pressure. As long as you enjoyed the episode, that's all we care about.
Honestly, like, leave a comment for all we care.
Yeah, do anything as long as you enjoy the episode.
Hey, I mean, like, if you leave a comment, we'll react to it.
Yes. And, I think that's all you can do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Make sure you can hit that bell.
Yes. Be sure to smash that subscribe button and turn on your notifications.
That's it. But, like, yeah, that's literally it.
Thank you guys for listening. This has been, oh yeah, I saw TikTok about that.
It has been 50 minutes and 45 seconds.
The other day, it was a 2-hour long podcast. This is actually kind of average.
True. But, I mean, like, at least 9 hours was, like, nice and, like, small.
Yeah, like, I feel like an hour is good after I start to just lose attention.
Exactly.
We need to stop talking and sign off. I'm so sorry, guys.
This is Gabby signing off.
This is Noah signing off. Thank you so much for listening. Goodbye.
Bye.
Oh, my God.